And the wave functions that we use always obey a block form. So this is the block theorem. And I start out at the top with a general Fourier series for a wave function that matches the periodic boundary conditions of this big box that I put the system in. So now I've got a crystal, and it's a periodic function, and I take many, many periods and make a big box, and then apply a periodic boundary conditions, because I don't want to deal with the boundaries. I just want to solve a problem where there's really no surface, so I apply periodic boundaries again. And if there is this big box with periodic boundary conditions, then the wave function is a periodic function, and I can write it as a Fourier series. And this is really a very general Fourier series for any k value is allowed. And now I just rewrite this sum, and I take all of the k values in the first sum that are outside the first Brillouin zone, and I shift them back by a reciprocal lattice vector. So I'll try to draw this. I've got here k, this is gamma k equals 0, and here's the first Brillouin zone boundary. And in this first sum, there could be k's outside the first Brillouin zone out here. And if I have a value out here, I map it back with a reciprocal lattice vector. So now instead of summing over all k's, I only sum over the k's in the first Brillouin zone. And from every point in the first Brillouin zone, there could be a k outside the first Brillouin zone, which is the k inside the first Brillouin zone plus a reciprocal lattice vector. So this sum over all k's can be broken into a sum over just the first Brillouin zone and a sum over reciprocal lattice vectors. Okay. And this I can, at this point what I do is that I look at just one k, I focus on one of the k's in this sum, and that one will have a form which has still got the sum over g in the, like this, and I pull the k part out of the sum because the sum is over g, so I can pull this k out, and what I get is e to the I k dot r times another Fourier series, but now instead of summing over all k, I'm summing over g. And this is, this part here is a periodic function that has the periodicity of the lattice. So this one at the top is a periodic function that has the periodicity of the whole box, many lattice constants. And this is a periodic function that has the periodicity of the crystal, because it's written in terms of the reciprocal lattice vectors. So any wave function that can be written like this is called it. That's in block form. And it's e to the ikr times some periodic function. I've got it written here. And these wave functions are eigenfunctions of the translation operator. And this means they will also be eigenfunctions of the Hamiltonian. So I take a wave function in block form, and I multiply by the translation operator, I get the same function back, times some complex number. And so these are the solutions of the Schrödinger equation if the Schrödinger equation has got a periodic potential. And so this will be important for us, that we'll always use this kind of a form to describe the waves. Before the eigenfunction solutions looked like just e to the I k k dot r. This is what, for free electrons, the eigenfunction solutions look like. If it's in a periodic structure, then they look like this. We're going to take this kind of solution, put it in the Schrödinger equation, and get the dispersion relationship, and go through the whole process like we did for free electrons. But I will stop here, and we'll
go on with that on Wednesday.
Thank you.